Well, don't be surprised if you see some Milwaukee parking enforcement officers driving Mustangs later this month. Not the muscle cars of the past, but Ford Mach-Es. It's an electric vehicle. It's part of the city's ongoing effort to get more of its fleet off of gasoline. And Milwaukee's not the only local government in Wisconsin on that road, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
We're sitting in the driveway of the Milwaukee Department of Public Works garage on Canal Street, and Fleet Services Manager Lonnie Fisher is firing up a Mustang. This is clearly a long way from the sporty, iconic 1965 Mustang with a gasoline engine. It's a 2022 Mustang Mach-E, powered by a rechargeable battery unit. Fisher closes the driver's side front door and asks,
"Are you ready?"
Yes, and so we're off for a 10-minute ride. At one point, Fisher takes his foot off the accelerator to show the car's regenerative braking system that helps supply a little more juice for the Mach-E.
So as you can feel right there, the engine and the overall vehicle starts to slow. So the regenerative braking reduces the engine idle speed and will start to recharge the batteries.
After the ride, Fisher says the city of Milwaukee has purchased 4 of the Mach-E vehicles for the parking enforcement unit. He says EV is the right choice for the stop and go of that job.
When these vehicles are currently, you know, moving, stopping on a very frequent basis to check license plates, the electric vehicle reduce the idle time and reduce the wear and tear on a vehicle because there's no components associated with high fuel usage and stuff like that.
Fisher says as soon as all 4 Mach-Es are outfitted with license plate readers, the drivers will be out on the streets looking for violators. He acknowledges the city still has to buy faster charging stations that would get a vehicle 80% charged in less than an hour. Fisher says he hopes that occurs by next year. Until then, a substantial recharge of the Mach-Es on slower units might take 24 hours. He says the city also has 8 other EVs, part of a pledge to eventually say goodbye to gasoline. 77 city garbage trucks already run on less polluting compressed natural gas, with a goal of converting all of the refuse fleet to CNG by 2030. Fisher acknowledges Milwaukee's fleet will still be mostly gasoline for some time. He says the city has about 2,900 pieces of rolling stock, including police vehicles, fire and DPW trucks, and even compressors that roll behind vehicles to some jobs. Fisher hopes the city can win more federal grants to pay for more EV. But he says DPW also needs to get more of its mechanics certified to work on the new vehicles. Fisher's long-term vision for City of Milwaukee vehicles?
Providing a more green fleet, a more sustainable fleet, quite frankly.
90 miles to the west, the city of Madison appears to be making faster headway and getting away from gasoline. Of 1,400 vehicles in the fleet, 85 are EV, and 485 run on renewable biodiesel. Madison Fleet Superintendent Mahanth Joshi told a recent Wisconsin Clean Cities webinar that he talked with elected city officials and made a vow.
I went to them and said, "I'm not going to approve a gasoline vehicle ever again. Are you all good with that?" They said yes. The other day, police tried to buy a gasoline SUV. I just deleted that email and never responded.
Joshi explains his opposition to buying a gas vehicle for Madison's fleet.
You'd be stupid to, first of all, because EVs are better performance. They are cheaper to maintain. My people can all work on something else instead of fixing broken stuff like transmissions and radiators and replacing spark plugs and engine oil and things like that, which are all bad for the environment, all of it.
Joshi urges other city fleet managers around the state to network with each other to discuss the best alternative fuels, vehicles, and practices. And with what they learn, perhaps they'll help the rest of us. If predictions from the car companies are correct, many more citizens will also be driving EV over the next decade. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.